Hey, you guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And man, I'm always excited about the show that we have on Wednesdays because it really, really takes us there. It's a place where we could just chill and relax and enjoy some great music from some of these great indie artists from around the world. And so, you know, guys, I always say good food, good company, and good music makes a good time for me. And I pray that it does for you today here on Solar Records Radio. So let's get going, all right? And let me just take you here. Like about a week or last week, we were talking on one of our shows. I think it was Let's Mix It Up on Tuesday. We talked about bullying. You know, and how difficult that must be for, you know, I've been there. I've been bullied, and I was a bully for a moment, just a real short moment, because I was too little to be a bully. But for a little tiny moment, I was a bully, and it was something I did because I was, it was peer pressure. And so I was doing it to impress my friends. And so doing something I didn't want to do to impress my friends is how a lot of kids find themselves. And so I spoke to a couple of people about that work in the school industry, and I you know, for the educational system. And I asked them, I said, you know, how can we make it so that it's mandatory that you have classes on bullying so that we can catch these kids before they get there, before they go there, before you know, someone else gets hurt, and before it causes people to feel less than and inadequate. And so, and the reason why I'm mentioning this is because today I was really blessed with a story about a kid that was bullied, and I want you guys to hear this because you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. And I posted it also on the Solar Records Radio page, so you could see it as well. All right, so because there's a video as well. So, but this was off of one of those TV shows, and this kid just showed up. He just showed up, and it's so important that we just show up and do what we were born to do. Because you know, you just never know when everything is going to click. So I want you to listen to this. It's very inspirational and emotional for me when I watched it. And we watched it a few times because it was so emotional. So check it out. Just relax a little bit and just kind of listen to the story as we go here, okay? Thank you so much.
I'm ready.
I think you're show ready.
I think I'm show ready.
Yes.
Show ready is better than ready.
Yeah,
ready.
Let me see you turn around.
Oh, ready.
When did you say AGT was the place that you needed to be?
It wasn't really my choice because I didn't think I was good enough.
And when did that change?
It didn't.
Okay.
Mom was like, we're signing you up.
Sometimes you have to let the people who believe in you do their thing.
You worked hard for this, and you deserve to be here.
I love you.
I love you,
Mary.
Mary.
Thanks.
Hello.
Already, I have to say my favorite outfit today.
Mine too.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Let's start with your name, please.
My name is Avery Dixon.
And where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
I love Atlanta. How old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Okay. Now, I'm guessing you're going to play the saxophone.
Yes. I think I'll guess that you're right.
So, I'm really curious, Avery, because I find with the saxophone, it sort of goes in and out of fashion over the years. What do you feel about that?
It going in and out of fashion depends on the player.
Oh, good point.
Yay!
Good answer. And tell me what got you into this.
Okay, so at the time I picked up the saxophone, I was getting bullied in elementary school.
For what?
Well, my voice sounds a little bit different.
You got a great voice.
And I looked a little bit different, too. And my elementary school nickname was Hammerhead. because what? I had these knots on my head because I'm premature. I was born at 1 pound, 8 ounces.
Whoa.
And my vocal cords don't close all the way. So it made my voice sound really airy.
Right.
Students were so negative about my voice. One called me Frog, and she'd get the class in on the joke. And it was relentless. And I was so in such a dark place, I actually wanted to commit suicide.
Oh. Whoa.
And when you're in that mindset, the only thing you want to do is quit.
So you decided to find something to take your mind away from all those horrible people, and it was the saxophone.
Yes. That's when I started actually learning how to play.
Good for you. Good for you. What would you do if you were to win?
Well, first, I'd want to give my mom and my brother a space where we can actually live as loud as you want to be, because I can't exactly practice where I live now. Somebody had called the cops on me before I flew out.
Really?
I was trying to practice, because doing a show as big as this, I want to get everything perfect.
For sure.
So they had called the cops. The cops came banging on the door. They were like, you need to be quiet. My goal with the music, with this, is to be able to do the thing I love. And if I can do that, I'll have found my purpose for being on America's Got Talent.
Well, look, Avery, here, you can be as loud as you like.
Thank you.
Yes!
Good kid.
Can I get some water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of drying up up here.
I think it will be on. There you are. How quick is that?
Thank you.
He's thirsty. Oh, uh-huh. He's nervous. Are you okay?
Yes, I'll be fine. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
it's up to Dan, that means you're really good because he never dances.
I love you. I love you, buddy. I love you. I love who you are. You need to be here. You're supposed to be here.
Thank you so
much. And you will change the world.
Because we could feel how special it is for you, and I think America is going to fall in love with you.
Avery, look, every time I hear a story about a kid being bullied at school, it breaks my heart. It breaks it even more now because I have a son myself, and I could not think of anything worse. Any one of those idiots who bullied you now, I hope, is watching this audition. Look, you know, all of us were willing you to be good. I didn't know you were going to be great. It was like listening to a singer. You know, you had the ups and downs, and you got 4,000 people in here on their feet. So, it's in your blood. Oh, this is your destiny. If you were looking for validation, you just got it, because I'm going to give you your first yes.
Avery Dixon, you touch the heart of every human being in this building right now. You've been bullied all your life, but you tell every bully that you have a big brother named Terry Crews, who is here, who's got your back, and all those bullies are gonna have to watch you succeed, my friend.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow. If we are wise, we know that there is to me.
I got you. I'm your big brother.
I love you too, man.
Avery Dixon, you are headed to the live show.
Thank you.
I got you, man. I got you. I got you. Oh.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Beautiful. Your talent, this is. You did this.
I was crying and I never cried.
I know. Not a dry eye in the house.
I love you, man. I love you.
Oh. Yes. You know, guys, I don't think I've ever cried on this show before, but you know, it's so hard for people who've been abused and treated so badly for no reason at all. I mean, this kid had no control over how he was born, and to have to suffer like that, being bullied all his life in school, you know, it's got to be a very terrible place, a very terrible place for him to have been. And he said, you know, I wanted to kill myself. You know, it's like, like, you want to kill yourself? He's just a kid. He was just trying to live. But everybody was making it so difficult for this kid to live. They were making it difficult for him to live. And how unfair is that, right? How unfair is that for anyone to have to suffer like that? Kids would just bully you to the point where you want to take your own life. You're done. You can't take it anymore. And it just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to hear his story. And thank God for the blessing. Thank God, you know, that he was wise enough to say, or to decide, I gotta distract myself from my life, because my life is no good. I gotta find a way to distract myself from this. My life is no good. No one likes me. I'm ugly. They call me frog face, and I'm grateful that he could hear his inner being telling him, you know, that it's going to be okay, that you're going to be okay. We're going to fight through this. We got to figure out how to get distracted from these people that are trying to destroy you. Okay, so we're going to get you through this. I need you to understand there's something out there for you, and you got to find it. But you got to find it, okay? And he did. He found that saxophone, and he blessed himself, you know, and now he's blessed all of us with his amazing story. And I'm so proud of him, but it's just... it's heartbreaking just to think that a child has to go through that. And then, you know, because we never know, you know, what they're going to do with all this pain, you know, what anyone would do, adults, you know, as well. But this is a child. This is a child that was hurting so bad. And so I'm just so grateful. His story is beautiful. And, you know, at the end, when the guy said, you know, I got you. You know, I got you. I'm going to hold you. I got you. And if anybody does anything or say anything to hurt you, you just tell them you got a big brother in me and I will deal with them. You know, and I know that I have a lot of, you know, people that I know that are hurting and they've been through a lot. And, you know, and you feel like you're alone, but I want you to know that God's got you, that he loves you right where you are. And you got to trust him and know that you're going to be okay. I know it's hard to believe sometimes when we are in these places of just not wanting to live, not wanting to be around anymore. It's hard to think. It's really hard to think, but you have to think, because you have to think your way through it. You okay? So I want my friends to know that Jesus loves you right where you are. And you just reach out to God, and he's got you, and he will protect you, and he will keep you, and he will show you the way. But you got to reach out. You got to try. You got to, you know, and you got to let go of what's pulling you down and what's destroying you. Don't be so mad at yourself, because you're not the problem. You know, don't be mad at yourself. That you may have gotten pulled into something, involved in something that causes you to be so angry and hurt and frustrated. But now you're in a place where you don't know how to get out of it. Well, I just showed you with this little young man. He's 21 years old now. But he went through a lot to become a good musician, and he found his joy. He found his way, and now he's going to be a harvest to the world, and he's going to change the world, just like they said. And so I'm just asking you that, you know, you're not forgotten. You're not forgotten. I know you're there. You're not forgotten. And we love you. Okay? We love you. So just hang in there and reach out. Reach out to somebody that can help you to get to the other side of this. That story really blessed me. That was an amazing and beautiful story, how it ended. It started off so ugly, and it was so terrible, and it was so sad, and it broke so many hearts. But God is on the throne, and it's going to be okay. You just got to do your best, to be your best, and believe in you. And someday, you too will be a harvest for the world. Thank you.
Together, everyone I see. Hey.
hey, man. Hey, guys, I just have to say, you know, I apologize for being so emotional. It was an amazing audition for this young man, Avery, who got up there. And like I said, we talked about bullying and stuff last week on the show. And so when I saw and I heard this interview, I was so blown away. I could not really grab, you know, I was like, what? And so to hear this kid said he wanted to kill himself because they were bullying him and talking about him so bad. I mean, it just really just totally blew me away. And to see that he saved his own life through music. He found the saxophone, and that saxophone blessed him. It distracted him from all of the destructive activity that was happening in the school. And there's so many situations like that all the time, every single day. And I've called across the country trying to get them to put classes, mandatory bullying classes in schools to protect the bad guys from becoming bad guys and to protect the innocents from being abused by the bad guys. And so it was oh man, it was hard for me. It was hard for me to watch. It was hard for me to hear this poor baby go through what he went through. He's around 21 years old now, and I believe he's going to be just fine. He is a harvest to the world, and that's why I play that song afterwards, because we need that. We need more people to bless the world, you know. And sometimes we go through a lot. It can be hard and difficult and uncomfortable, and it can cause us to be angry and frustrated. But because you're angry and frustrated, don't mean you need to hurt someone because you've been hurt. See, a lot of victims become the victor. They become the person, the abuser becomes the ones that's been abused become the abuser because they want to get back what they got. They want somebody to feel the pain that they felt, you know. But if we can catch them when they're young, you know, and stop this thing from happening so that they don't get to that point, it would really be a blessing in our children and our grandchildren, our nieces, nephews, and just everybody on down the road if we could just bless them right now. And so that's why this meant so much to me when I saw and I heard a child say, I wanted to kill myself, because they all talked about me and they said so many terrible things about me. That's got to be so hard on a young person to think that you're not good enough, right? That's got to be so hard. So anyway, this is Wardell Potts Dream for Solar Records Radio. We got about another hour ago here, and we're going to play some good music for you. I'm listening in the background to a very amazing pianist. We had him on last Wednesday, Gary Smut is an amazing keyboardist out of Indiana. And so I want to play one of his songs. And like I said, he's a pianist. So listen to this brother on this piano as he does his thing. And I want to thank you guys again for tuning in and blessing us here at Solar Records Radio. And if you know somebody that's in a situation that's being bullied, please, or a person that is a bully, please get them help right away. Because like that kid said, he was done. And when you're done, it's just like you just don't want to exist anymore. We need to bless them and save their lives, okay? So let's pay attention. Do our best to pay attention. These things, they're giving us signs constantly. We get the signs constantly. I need you to pay attention, okay? So anyway, on Solar Records Radio, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and I'm about to play you Gary Smut. Say... Thank you.
driving me crazy. If I didn't know any better, I think you were driving me mad. You can make trouble, then I'll be damned if you make me sad. Make me sad. I'm not sticking around. You're sugarcoating heartache. I'm not hanging around. thank you.
trouble, trouble. That's the blues for you right there, right? And man, oh man, that was for my buddy, Dana Myers. I told him I would play the blues for him. He says, you play the blues, you got me. I'm there. So there you go, Mr. Myers. That's for you, my friend. That's Brandon Lane, and that's called Trouble. What a great song. And I just love it when, you know, I'm really kind of feeling bluesy right now. I kind of got the blues after that video we all heard and some of us saw it. And this young kid just really, you know, kind of got to us. So it was nice to just go there with that. So, Brandon, thanks for, you know, for the background music. Setting the mode, man. But anyway, guys, we got about another 50 minutes left in the show, and we look forward to tomorrow. And I want to see your throwback pictures, man. Come on, show me what you're working with. At 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be on here chopping it up, and you never know who may show up, right? We may have a conversation. But anyway, it's all good. I'm just looking forward to reminiscing, going back down memory lane, and just trying to just fellowship with you guys. You know, it's awesome to be able to hang out with you and be loved by you and love on you. And thank you so much for, you know, all my amazing birthday wishes. Thanks for Greg's amazing birthday wishes that you guys have put on our pages. And thank you for supporting breast cancer last month. That was absolutely amazing. We are so grateful here that you guys, pay attention. And also Tiffany has some new music out as well. That's been being posted. So, you know, guys, we have a lot of indie artists. Tiffany is actually Howard Hewitt's niece. So check her out. She stands on her own. She is amazing. And so I want you to check her out. Go to our Facebook page, Solar Records Radio Facebook page, and you'll find Tiffany's postings on there. Her music is there. So, come hang out. We love to support our indie artists all around the globe. We had an artist on last week or the week before last from the UK, a brother. It was with an amazing voice. And so go on our page. It's there. You'll see it. The interview is there, too. And you can hear him and you can learn how to follow him if you like him and support him. And Oh, man. We had an indie artist coming on today, but it got pushed back. So, and that's good because, you know, different things happen. And I thought that what happened today with this playing this video really was, ooh. I don't want to apologize for crying on the air. But, you know, when you're messing with children, you know, it's hard to not be emotional. So you guys understand, right? We all adults here. We get it. So anyway, we're going to keep this music going and stuff. And we have more indie artists here that want to play. They want me to play their music for you. So here I am. I'm about to do that right here and now. So kick back and relax and let's work to do.
I've got work to do. It's all piling up and overflow with my cup. I think my time's up. Cause all I can do
I'm
that's JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls, the lead singer from the Mary Jane Girls. And listen, guys, I want to play you much love, JoJo. She's always popping in and out. You know, we have some really cool girls, the Ladies of Sky. They pop in and out and say hello. And so we're very, very blessed with some very unique and talented artists that love Solar Records Radio. And we're very fortunate that we have them in our lives, right? They're just good people and doing their thing out there, continuing their careers. The Ladies of Sky started back with me, and so did JoJo with the Mary Jane Girls. So 1979, to be very specific, in terms of the year when Sky started, and I started with The Whispers and The Beat Goes On. I want you guys to know something, speaking of And The Beat Goes On. I have an audiobook that's coming out, and Greg will keep you guys posted about it as soon as we get all of the information, but it'll be ready for Christmas. So we want you guys to order your books or pre-order, however you want to do it, whatever blesses your heart. Once we have all of the numbers put together and we know that it's up in Amazon, we will post it for you so that you can get it. And my story that I'm sharing is how to follow your dreams. You know, and you know, when it's, a lot of times we'll get and something will tell us to do something, and then we ignore it for years, and then eventually we say, well, let me see what this is about, and then you go, wow, I should have done this a long time ago. And then some of us never, you know, they'll start out. I remember having friends that started out with me when I got my drums and they got guitars and basses and keyboards and everything. And only one continued to play throughout the years, and that was the bass player. The guitar player and the keyboard player, they were done before a year was up. They were done like, this is too much work. You know, because it's not everybody's calling too. So it's not their fault. It just wasn't not theirs to hold on to. So, but there are people that have these things been feeling them since they were young and since they were a child, and a lot of times they just procrastinate. You know, because some of us, our nature is to procrastinate, and we'll just put it off and put it off and put it off, and then eventually we'll say, okay. So that's what the book is about. So I'm hoping that, you know, you guys, it's really to help a young person as they are, you know, feeling this thing, kind of help them along the way, kind of tells them about what I went through and how I ended up being someplace I had no idea I was going. I just followed my heart and my dreams. And here I am now on Solar Records Radio, hanging out with you guys, Greg and myself, and just hanging out and being a blessing to each other. And I want to thank all you guys for all the beautiful things that you do. You know, this month is the month of Thanksgiving, right? So that's remember that. We need to be grateful. Be grateful. We can do that. We can be grateful. You know, so I want to play this song by a friend of mine, Victor, out of New York. He wrote this song, and I was like, man, I wish I wrote that song. I say that a lot, I think. I heard myself say it again. But it looks like it has the wrong name on it. I hope it's the right song, because it doesn't look quite right. But I'll let you know. But the song is called Age. And I just really love this song, and I thought you would too, because age is nothing but a number, right? And so, but I'm seeing some other stuff here that's making me a little nervous. Let me just kind of like let me tease myself a little bit here. Yep, this is it. Here we go.
Happy birthday, baby. Another year you done got younger. I know it's starting to bother you, hey. But every time I see you, I'm like, so what? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what, you got a wrinkle? Wrinkle. So what, you got a stretch mark? Stretch mark. So what, you wear a girdle? Real men be like, and what? As you get older, you will get older. But until then, I will get closer, closer and closer. And then, I will say to you, girl, don't be shy.
Closer and closer, and then don't be shy, 'cause girl, won't see me around you anymore. Yes, I believe you, babe. You won't see me around you anymore. Down in my soul.
A little rain must fall. Quite a bit has fallen in mine. Makes one heart melancholy. Turns their attention to the blues. Track. Some of you have never been. Did I say been? Sketching, isn't it? This is a mean old world. Try to live in all by yourself. This is a mean old world.
Much love to all you guys, and thanks for hanging out with us today on Solar Records Radio. It was really cool, and I appreciate you guys very, very much. All right, so tomorrow, Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's hang out together and have some fun, right? Yeah, all right, guys. So we're going to go back, way back. Hey, remember I was telling you about... Uh-oh, there goes Greg. I knew it was coming. He's so jealous, guys. Don't worry about it. I can sing. He knows I can sing. He's just jealous. I'm telling you. Anyway, I know he's right. But, hey, here's a little bit of our girl, Tiffany, Howard Hewitt's niece. And you guys be blessed and take care of yourselves. And thanks for tuning in. Take care. And remember, pay attention. Don't let any child be bullied. Please. Good night. Good night.
Now
guys. I just want to make sure I give a shout out. JoJo's in the house and she's hanging out with us. So much love, sweetheart. Love you. Stay safe and thank you for your music. Thank you for continuing to pursue your music and thanks for coming on and hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. We'll see you when you get time to come back and visit us again throughout the holidays. Love you much, sweetheart. Thanks, JoJo. Much love and God bless you. All right, guys, we're up and out of here. Let's have a little bit of Wardell Potts in the background. Here we go.
Beyond any measure, what I won't do for a moment of pleasure, I've been waiting on so long.
I'm still hoping,
cause I wanna dance with you. You're making my dreams come true, baby.
I'm still hoping,
rocking the night away, let the music play.
Like.